This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined this week by WLVR's Hayden Mittman. Hi, Hayden.
Oh, hi, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Primary elections are Tuesday, and this election season has been marked by the every 10-year ritual of redistricting. It's affected federal districts like those for the U.S. Congress, where Pennsylvania lost one seat, and state districts for the General Assembly. Your reporting this week looked at how that state redistricting process has literally changed the political landscape for Latino candidates. What is the concern in the Lehigh Valley?
According to the Latino members of the Latino community that I interviewed for this feature, redistricting has split the Latino voting base in Allentown.
And that's because the 22nd House district, right, was split into two new districts.
Yep, exactly.
The 134th and the 132nd.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. So instead of being known within that community, now you've got neighbors who don't know what district they might be in. And you have previous supporters that might not be in the district where you're running.
One of the people you spoke to was Jose Rosado, right?
Yeah, he was Pennsylvania's first Latino mayor. He had planned to run for the 22nd district, but redistricting kept him out. In fact, it moved his home out of the district. Enid Santiago, who had run for this seat 2 years ago and only lost by 50-some votes, intended to run for the 22nd district again. Her house was moved out of the district with redistricting. So, and it happened so quickly that her campaign posters that she initially unveiled still said the 22nd district, but now she's running for the 134th.
Well, let's hear from Rosado first.
It would cause you to think, like, wait a minute, are they purposely trying to keep viable Latino candidates from running? Is this being done intentionally?
So you can hear in his voice some of the confusion and frustration in the Latino community or among Latino candidates.
Sure.
Did one party benefit more than the other?
That's not what I heard. I was able to speak to a Stephen Ramos. He's a Republican who ran for the 22nd district in the past, and he had the same issues. The way he put it was this process diluted Latinos' political power in Allentown.
Redistricting takes time. It's a difficult process. Were there concerns voiced while the maps were being made?
Certainly. I mean, this took a couple months. Initially, the maps were released, preliminary maps released in December of last year, and they were approved, I guess it was in February. But between there were hearings. Enid Santiago, who's, as we said, is running for the 134th, attended those meetings, and I spoke to her about what they had to say when they were able to talk to the committee.
I spoke at the hearings. Quite a few Latinos actually spoke at the hearings about how unfair these districts were drawn. It was very frustrating that the Latino districts all around the state were the ones that were unfairly cut.
Another frustrated voice, but she's still in the race, right?
Yes, certainly. She's still in the race. She just survived a challenge to her nomination petitions, but she's still in the race and will be out there on the primaries next week.
Was the whole process a negative one, would you say, for Hispanic candidates, or is there anything positive in the redistricting for the Lehigh Valley?
It remains to be seen. I mean, talking to members of the Latino community, it seems that there's some initial frustration, obviously. But this also adds a new district to the region. And with a new district, you get a new legislator. And you have a new legislator gives you another voice in Harrisburg to support the community and be a voice for the community that we might have not had before. And that's all really because of the growing Latino population in the Lehigh Valley.
It's fascinating that the growth in the Hispanic population in the Lehigh Valley has brought us more influence potentially in Harrisburg. Thanks for joining us, Hayden.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really a pleasure.
That's WLVR reporter Hayden Mittman. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.